Tantor Audio presents Rumor Has It by Jill Shalvis. Narrated by Karen White. 1. Kate Evans would have sold her soul for a stress-free morning, but either her soul wasn't worth much or whoever was in charge of granting wishes was taking a nap. With her phone vibrating from incoming texts, which she was doing her best to ignore, she shoved her car into park and ran across the lot and into the convenience store. "Duct tape?" she called out to Meg, the clerk behind the counter. Meg had pink and purple tie-dyed hair, had enough piercings to ensure certain drowning if she ever went swimming, and was in the middle of a heated debate on the latest The Voice knockout rounds with another customer. But she stabbed a finger in the direction of aisle 3. Kate snatched a roll of duct tape, some twine, and then, because she was also weak, a rack of chocolate mini donuts for later. Halfway to the checkout, a bin of fruit tugged at her good sense, so she grabbed an apple. Dumping everything on the counter, she fumbled through her pockets for cash. Meg rang her up and bagged her order. "You're not going to murder someone, are you?" Kate choked out a laugh. "What?" "Well," Meg took in Kate's appearance. "Librarian outfit, duct tape, twine. I know you're the math whiz around here, but it all adds up to a Criminal Minds episode to me." Kate was wearing a cardigan, skirt, leggings, and, because she'd been in a hurry and they'd been by the front door, snow boots. She supposed, with her glasses and hair piled up on her head, she might resemble the second-grade teacher that she was.